Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Starting your own business can be intimidating. Suddenly you're wearing all the hats. Designer, marketer, customer support, shipping expert. It's a lot. That's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is the global commerce platform powering millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify has your back. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, you can launch a beautiful, professional online store that looks and feels like you. Need content? Shopify's AI tools can help you write product descriptions, headlines, even enhance your product photos. Want to grow your reach? Easily create email and social media campaigns to meet your audience wherever they're scrolling. And with Shopify's world-class support, you'll have expert help for everything. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. High noon in the District of Columbia, points along the Eastern Seaboard. We are live at BigBear.ai Performance Center. Commanders practice in about an hour, getting ready for the Detroit Lions. And I think everybody, regardless of your office, regardless of where you work, or even if it just happens at the grocery store, the drug store, the library, wherever one may go, sometimes you just have, like, kind of awkward encounters, right?
Yeah.
So during the last break, I've been chugging. I usually drink a ton of water during the day to offset what I drink at night. And I often have to go to the restroom, as one does, Brian.
Okay.
And B and I walked. So the space, the physical space where the media is housed in Ashburn at the facility is, it's busy. There's a lot of people in here during the season. And when the media is in here, so you have basically the entire Commanders production group, the Commanders in-house media, social, all that stuff, takes up half of this building. And then the other half is for the media. And the Commanders are very kind. They let Brian and I work in this little back office to do the radio program.
Mm-hmm.
But it's busy in here. You know what I mean? And on Thursdays, the coordinators talk. And so they usually go back-to-back. The league mandates that they carve out time to speak to the media. So yeah. It's not like they're doing – I don't think Joe and Cliff would be walking over to the annex to talk to us were they not mandated to do so. But so Joe goes first, and Cliff usually goes right after him. So you and I walked to the kitchen a few minutes ago, and the bathroom door was locked. So I came back in here. Mm-hmm. And then when B came back in, he said, "That dude left. The bathroom's open." I said, "Cool." So I walked back to the bathroom, and standing kind of in what looked to be in line for the bathroom was Cliff Kingsbury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, what's up, man?" And he's like, "What's up?" And I was like, "You in line?" He's like, "No." So that was my encounter with Cliff, who I imagine is now about to sit down and
You're hilarious.
The one thing I always point out to people that don't like interact with Kingsbury is he's a big dude, man.
Yeah,
he was prototypical QB size, and Cliff and Joe Witt, I think, understand the pressure that's on.
Yeah,
this weekend,
at least should. They should.
Yeah. I mean, this is.
But you know what? That's the nature of the beast, babe.
Totally.
That's the nature of the beast, and I think they understand that. They're not shocked, you know. They're not going to be fooled by it. They understand what's happening.
For Cliff, you heard DQ say it. How hard? What was the longest losing streak you were ever on? Do you remember?
Yeah, I was on some losing 1 year and lost out, I think. You know, we've had some bad years.
With Norv?
With Norv.
Dude, I think you were 7-1 and then went 1-7 on the back half.
You lost a lot.
What is the feeling in a locker room when you start losing like that?
It's despair, but you know what, though? There are people trying to make sure guys understand it's not over. Because not only are you trying to change it around that year, you're trying to keep a damn job. You're trying to keep a career going. You know, and I think that's what you have to show, because right now, fans may not want to hear it, but coaches are seeing who's checking in, who's checking out, who's going to keep fighting, who's going to quit. They're trying to figure that out, too. They want to know. Which guys can I count on? Which guys that I can't count on? Because moving forward, you got to make decisions. And some people you'll be cool with, some people you won't be.
Totally. And one thing Dan Quinn said yesterday, Cliff Kingsbury mentioned today, is guys are pressing. How natural is it to press when you just feel desperate?
Like,
how do you stop yourself from over-trying to make it
big?
Well,
the thing of it is, like, you have to get to the point where you understand over-trying causes more problems than it helps. And when you just you hear me most times when I discuss any of this stuff, I talk about knowing what you have to do so you can get on the football field and just react. So maybe instead of, like, you know, there are guys that get into the game and then all of a sudden they go, I'm ready to go now. It's not game day that you get ready to go. It's off season, and then it's every day of the week leading up to the game. That makes your job a lot easier once you get to the game time on Sunday. If you're not doing it that type of way, then you got problems. You know, there are people who have been in college and they try to do all the studying late and you flunked that damn exam, did you?
Right.
But then you wonder why the other kid who you know you're smarter than, he keeps passing the class. Because he pays attention every day. And he's just better and better every day. So when he gets into that thing, now he just has to go back to everything he's retained. A lot of us know we're smart, but we wait till the last second to really get into it. And when you try to do it all the night before, after probably leaving the bar with one of your buddies, you don't stay up. You don't retain it. You flunk. Same thing happens on football field. If you do it consistently, you have no problems. If you don't, you got problems.
To that point, I got a story for you, Brian. Prior to my freshman year at the University of Maryland, you go overnight over the summer for, I guess it's some version of orientation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go for a night, and my best friend, Brian, his older sister was like a sophomore or a junior at Maryland. And
yeah, man, we've been friends a long time.
She had an off-campus apartment and invited me to a party the night I was at Maryland for my freshman orientation.
Uh-huh.
I went to the party. I partied. Partied pretty good.
Oh, I know.
I had no idea the next morning at 8 a.m. was your math placement test. I had no idea until everybody in the dorm started waking up. I had zero. Maybe I should have known, but I did not. I was not in great shape for this math placement test.
Yeah,
I did not place well.
Mm-hmm.
I placed into remedial math. It was called math 001. Not even math 110. Math 001.
That's like remedial.
Yeah, sure was.
Yeah.
But what I learned when I then entered University of Maryland as a freshman was that math 001 doesn't count towards your GPA.
Yeah.
So I said,
that's just getting you. That's getting you ready for the class, the math that you need.
Right. But Brian, when I realized it didn't count, I didn't go. So I failed math 001.
So you couldn't get to the next math.
And then I had to take it again, and I failed it again because it still didn't matter.
But see, they tell you it don't count towards your GPA. But if you don't pass that, you can't start getting into the math that counts.
Eventually, I realized that. and I realized that when I got put on academic probation. And this lady said, you're smart enough for real math. I'm putting you in math 113. This was my first semester of my sophomore year.
Uh-huh.
She said, I'm putting you right into math 113. And if you don't pass it, you're out of school.
And then you pass it.
You know what I did?
Well,
I went to class and I got an A.
Somebody said, JP, you would have failed it anyway based on the math skills you display daily.
Some things you just got to do it. Math is like building blocks. You got to do it every day.
You got to do it.
If you skip a week, you're not going to know what next week's all about. And I think
you got a point there, Jay.
I think that's where this Washington team is. Just hit singles. If everybody on the team hits singles and gets on base, you're going to score runs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Everyone is just so desperate to make gigantic plays, and I applaud that desperation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I applaud the feeling of, oh, my God, I got to do something. But if everybody is operating in that space, you're not cohesive.
Bam. And what happens in that space where everybody feel they got to do something? Everybody starts taking care of themselves. They don't take care of the team. You get what I'm saying? And if you get 11 guys on offense, 11 guys on defense, basically going out there pulling each direction to make sure they look good, somebody else is going to look bad. You know what I mean? So, like I always talk about, when you're on the field, you want to the best thing, best feeling on the football field is when I used to step under at quarterback, if I knew my center was on point and my left tackle was on point, I didn't worry about anything else. The left tackle got to make sure that left guard is on point, okay? And he damn sure want to know the center gave him the right information. And vice versa. People are looking at the people that are right next to him and people they have to count on. And if you know it, then you just play. But if you don't know it, you start trying to watch them. Then you start trying to do your job, and it makes you late on your job. And if you're late on your job because you was worried about his job, now everything's screwed up, right?
Yeah.
And I think that is a point that they got to get away from. They got to get to the point where they hit the ground running.
Detroit is beatable. This is the NFL. They lost last week to Minnesota, and J.J. McCarthy in his, I think, fourth career start. Washington just... You cannot let Detroit set the tone early. You cannot have these giant coverage busts. You cannot let Amon. What is Amon Ra's numbers for this? What do you think Vegas has him set up at?
Probably got him set up for about, I'm going to go plus 75.
That sounds about right.
Like probably 75. Plus 5-6 receptions.
Amon Ra. 80 and a half.
Damn.
7.5 catches.
Whoa.
That's a lot, man.
But you don't think, but see, this is the thing I noticed about that.
Sam Laporta, 45.5.
They let the ball go to their top guys.
Yeah.
Whether you're checking them or not, they're going to find a way to get it to them. And I think the thing about the NFL now, when you go into a game, you have to have the mindset, I am going to throw it to my guy. Because your guy has more advantage than that defensive back, so you got to let it go to him. That the days of having to be wide ass open, that those days no longer exist.
What do you think Jahmyr Gibbs' rushing total is?
Well, I don't know if they're gonna run the ball a lot to him, but I'm gonna still say he's gonna go probably plus 60.
71.5.
Damn.
Damn.
Well, that would have been over.
Defensively, Washington is.
They had 63 total last week against Minnesota.
Oh, no.
And I know we're not Minnesota. I'm answering the question I saw on the thread earlier. Say, we're not Minnesota. I understand we're not. But Minnesota hadn't been stopping people like that up to that point either, but they sold out. and they sold out in the run game, and they on their way in the run game, guess what they kept doing? Going to the quarterback. Then you know who saw ghosts last week against Minnesota? Jared Goff saw ghosts. So we'll see.
The Commanders' defense is 28th in the NFL in yards allowed. I mean,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Just abysmal.
It is.
22nd in the NFL in rush yards allowed. 29th in the NFL in pass yards allowed.
Okay. But I just want them to focus
the net
on this
yards per pass
on this one game. Last. Let's just stop them from getting it done this one game.
I think you got to be aggressive, man.
Yeah,
you got to try to blitz them.
Well, if you do what you've been doing on average, you're gonna give up a lot. So you got to do something a little different. That's natural. It's automatic.
Certainly, I mean, they're trying. Joe Witt, do you believe this? Joe Witt says he asked to move down.
Hey, that's what they said. I have to take what they say.
All right, let's hear.
I've gotten to the point where I don't question every time somebody say something. I mean, because I know when I say stuff sometimes, and if people don't believe me, I get pissed because I know what I'm telling you the truth. But I had to get to the point where I don't care if you believe me or not. I know what the truth is.
Here's Joe Witt talking about moving from the booth to the sideline.
Like that happened, you have to adjust and make some changes. So, you know, I know DQ talked about earlier in the week that I will be coming down to the field. I went and asked him to do that for a number of reasons. The first reason I've been in the box, you know, Q, most of the coordinators that I've been around called it from the box, Q, Capers, Mike Pettine, even when I was in college, the guys, the coordinators always called it from the box. You have a good view, you can see. You don't really have to have as much help with personnel, people coming in and out. So that's why the advantage of being in the box. Moving to the field, I think the energy that I have in practice that can be probably positive within the game for the players. A couple of the guys have been asking for me to come down as well. And so I think it's time for that to happen. We got to do whatever we have to do to get a win. And so the play has not been, especially this last week, to the standard at all. And like I said, that starts with me. I got to do a better job getting the coaches to get the players to understand how we're going to do it. And we got to get this thing turned. We got to get it turned right now. So with that, any questions?
That's Commanders defense coordinator Joe Witt. Says players were asking him to come down to the field, and he asked DQ, and DQ said yes. The move from the booth to the field feels desperate, and I'm okay with desperation on a four-game losing streak with one of the worst defenses in the NFL. I know we live in a pound-of-flesh society where something goes wrong, you need somebody to blame, that person has to be reprimanded, right? Like that's how we live. I don't believe that Joe Witt is the sole problem for this defense. You have guys just missing assignments and not making plays and missing tackles. Now, I do think if they're really looking at everything like we've been told and they know they've got to turn it around, send the blitz. Like you, people think because they're losing, like these dudes, this is their life. Joe Witt's probably in this building 16 hours a day or something. You know what I mean? Like, they're here at 5. They leave at 7. Like, they're putting the time in. But if you watched what Minnesota did last week, implement some of it. Blitz this dude. Goff is a really good passer. He can kill you from the pocket. Mm-hmm. He doesn't move well. That's what separates him from the truly elite. Like, not even, I'm not talking about Lamar or Jaden running ability. Tom Brady couldn't run, but he could move around in the pocket. Matt Stafford can move around in the pocket. Goff doesn't have that. Mm-hmm. Go get him.
Yeah, because the thing about it, you don't have to worry about playing man because he's not going to break the pocket a lot.
The B. Mitchell Finley.
He may, but it ain't going to hurt you like the other one, dude.
Totally. We have a very relevant poll question today. The B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll question of the day. Do you think Joe Witt moving to the sideline will help this defense? Yes or no? Or maybe. Lanfield gave you a maybe.
I'm going to say maybe.
The AAA poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. I don't know that it's going to help, but I know it can't hurt.
Nope.
I know they got to do something different. I was on last night with Un Yang, and she was asking me, you know, do you think this is going to work? And I said, Un, what they're doing right now isn't working, so
anything else, try something different. Yeah, totally.
We'll see. If you want to vote in the poll, go ahead. It's at B. Mitch and Finley. Will the move to get Joe Witt down on the sideline help? I don't think it can hurt. A couple things are about to happen. Tashawn Reed from the Washington Post is going to join us, talk a little trade deadline. He had a really interesting column before the deadline saying they shouldn't do anything. Well, they didn't. Why is that a good thing? Hal Hirschfeld from the Washington Spirit will join us at 12:45. And right now, caller number 10 to 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to watch the Terps take on the Hoyas. University of against Georgetown University tomorrow night, November 7th, at the Xfinity Center in College Park. For more information, thefandc.com. Caller 10, 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets. Terps Hoyas, big game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Starting your own business can be intimidating. Suddenly you're wearing all the hats. Designer, marketer, customer support, shipping expert. It's a lot. That's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is the global commerce platform powering millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify has your back. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, you can launch a beautiful, professional online store that looks and feels like you. Need content? Shopify's AI tools can help you write product descriptions, headlines, even enhance your product photos. Want to grow your reach? Easily create email and social media campaigns to meet your audience wherever they're scrolling. And with Shopify's world-class support, you'll have expert help for everything. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.